我们的他妈的那面团属于你也没法子苦的我是买的一些你我是买的一些你你
有那点不会
也那那不必也那别的那快没有啊
Music recorded in the mountainous north of Albania, especially for World Roots. The presenter was Lucy Duran, the producer was Peter Meanwell. And as ever, there are photographs and more details of the programme on the World Music pages of the Radio 3 website. Well, next week, World Roots heads to Canada as Marianne Kennedy introduces a session recorded at the Albion Bar in a village right at the heart of the Quebec folk music scene. That's at the same time, 10 o'clock next Sunday evening, here on BBC Radio 3.
Radio 3 live in concert with the New York Philharmonic. The USA's oldest symphony orchestra live from the stage of London's Barbican Hall under the baton of its first native New York music director, Alan Gilbert. Stravinsky and Ravel from the New York Phil. Radio 3 live in concert, Friday night at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Yes, Radio 3 live in concert every night of the week from 7:30. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and also in high-definition sound online. It's just after 11 o'clock now. Time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello from King's Place, London, where we complete our trilogy of BBC New Generation Jazz Artist Performances. Tonight we present the current holder of that title, Shebaka Hutchings. Shebaka was born in Britain but grew up in Barbados, where he studied clarinet, playing in primarily classical music and brass band settings. On his return to Britain, he lived in Birmingham, where through access and good advice, jazz music caught a hold and his path was set. He attended the Guildhall School of Music as a classical student on clarinet, and ever since has been establishing himself on the London jazz scene. He is also BBC Radio 3's new generation jazz artist, an accolade achieved by only two artists before him. He's been steadily impacting on the jazz scene, and in particular, it was the avant-garde free scene that really captured Shebaka's imagination, having travelled through the concepts and formalities intertwined in the rich tapestry of the music. In the tradition of the best artists, his music making is an open and very personal philosophy, bringing together concepts of rhythm and melody evident in specific African musics, combined with his intelligent investigation into the thinking behind music, art, science, and politics. Having spent musical time with Shebaka, my observation is that he's inquisitive and thirsty for his own artistic answers, and it gives me great pleasure to observe and listen to his journey. So tonight we present Shebaka with the Sons of Kemet, who are Seb Rocheford on drums, Tom Skinner on drums, Oren Marshall on the tuba, and Shebaka Hutchings on tenor and clarinets. Also joining them is Dave Okumo, and he's guesting on guitar. So please, to perform Burn, please welcome Shebaka Hutchings and the Sons of Kemet.
Thank you. We are the Sons of Kemet. Thank you all for coming out, or listening, as you may be. That was a tune of mine entitled... Burn. And we're going to continue with another tune that I wrote for the godfather of Ifeo Jazz, Mr. Mulatu Asgatke, who I've had the privilege of working with throughout the years. This tune is based on his... or the Ethiopian Chichika rhythm. So I present to you for Godfather. Thank you. got the great privilege to welcome on stage a really great friend who I've admired his work for ages, and I've not played loads with him, but we just, you know, hang in the same circles and, you know, love each other's work. So I decided, what better than to get him to join Kemet to make the five circle complete. So I'm going to bring to the stage the great Dave Okumu to play The Book of Disquiet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Take it for Dave Akumu on guitar. We're going to do one quick one before we take a break. And this last tune is a song that I wrote for the great Latin American writer Eduardo Galeano. He's done a lot to chronicle the history of that continent. And I think his works are very important, so please go out and check him if you have a chance. This one is called Song for Galeano. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sons of Kemet. Now, that was a piece called Song for Galliano, dedicated to Eduardo Galliano, and by Shabaka and the Sons of Kemet. The members of the band are Seb Roachford on drums, Tom Skinner on drums, the great Mr. Oren Marshall on tuba, Shabaka Hutchings on tenor saxophone and clarinets, and Dave Okumu guesting on guitar. The Sons of Kemet. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, coming to you from King's Place, London, and featuring Shabaka Hutchings and the Sons of Kemet. And Shabaka's with me now.
Hi, Julian.
So, Sons of Kemet, Egypt.
Ancient Egypt. I started reading a lot about ancient Egyptian philosophy and spiritual teaching that was prevalent in that time. And a lot of the ideas really resonated with me in terms of where we are going musically and otherwise. Especially the very concept of the beginning of the earth and what the purpose of our, you know, journey from life to death is, where they see things as there's a universal consciousness that we're trying to achieve throughout our life as we kind of progress with our day-to-day things. And, you know, essentially in music, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to kind of connect with the people around us, in essence, get one kind of way of thinking, which is what, you know, in a kind of greater spectrum they're trying to do as well.
But you in particular are on a quest because you are well-read, you read about everything, and you attend lectures, and what are you looking for?
I'm not looking for anything. I just find it fun to learn stuff. And obviously, the more stuff you check out, you see things in different ways. I'd probably be playing a lot differently if I wasn't doing the things that I was doing or, you know, seeing the world in the way that I see it. So, I'm a Gemini, so I think I like changing. And learning stuff facilitates, you know, the changing process.
Texture seems to be one of the main features in the sound of the group. Mm. In terms of having two drums, your use of David on the guitar, tuba instead of bass.
Yeah.
Just expound on that for us, please.
Well, I think the music of every, like, if you want to call it age or time, has a certain vibe, has a certain kind of energy and sound to it. So, like, if you like the bebop era's music, because of the, you know, what was happening around that time, repression, recession, and just the state of people in that period of time, the music that they made had a certain energy that you could try to recreate if that's the kind of music that you want to present to an audience. Similarly, the music of, say, the 60s has a certain feel to it that you could try to recreate, similarly for the 70s or the 80s. With this group, I wanted to get a basic feel that was older than the 1930s. That doesn't mean that the music sounds like something older. It means that if you see the process of making music or compiling a musical sound space as like an onion, where you've got something like that. You've got a core idea of the sound, and you've got all the layers around it that add to what you would call for music. I wanted the centre of the music to be something that's older and just more earthy than what you'd call American jazz. But then the layers that add around it can be taken from different areas. So the core of the music, I think, probably lies in Africa, in the Caribbean, and then the other layers that are added on top of it.
Yeah, because you gathered, I know, the Ethiopian rhythm. Tell us about the Astatke.
Yeah, well, I met him because I'm a member of the Heliocentrics, so we've done a couple tours with Mulatu, recorded an album with him, and then we've done, you know, numerous tours and gigs, and then I played Mulatu's band quite a bit, and Tom actually plays in Mulatu's band as well. So yeah, we just, you know, he's really generous with his information and really kind of goes out of his way to teach the people that he plays with about, you know, the music of Ethiopia and the traditional rhythms and, you know, what they're about and what the general ethos of the music is.
Tell us about choosing the particular members of the band.
The old guys that I play with already, with Seb, I've played with him for years in Paul the Bear and recently in the new band Jaeger Bear. With Tom, he's a member of ZU, which I've done an album with, and, you know, done lots of things on his new record, Hello Skinny. Oren, he's just in the scene. I've not played with him loads, but he's just there. The good thing about Oren, which I wanted, was that he's in the free scene, he's in the jazz scene, he's in the classical scene, he's just there. And I think that's the thing that unifies all the members of this band. They're not, you can't say like Tom's a straight ahead jazz drummer, he's not a funk drummer, he's not a indie rock drummer, he's just a man. And the same with Seb and Oren. So I think I got all these individuals who, it's like they've got the centre, they've got loads of layers, but what you come up with is not an onion.
I really don't know what to say to that, Chef. Except to say, what's the piece that we're going to hear you play first in this, well, next?
The next piece is entitled The Junglist.
And refers to that kind of music, or?
Well, I've got two kind of meanings for it.
I'm sure
if
you
you're,
do.
Philosophically inclined, it could refer to Jung, J-U-N-G. If you're not, it could just refer to Junglist Massive.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shabaka Hutchings. And the Sons of Kemet.
Thank you.
We're going to continue with a cover of an artist that is very close to my heart, although that makes it sound really wrong. His name is Sisla Kalanji, and he's been one of my great inspirations since I was a child growing up in Barbados. His music is very, you know, it's what really moved me. I decided to put a cover of his song in my set. So this is a song called Aslendo.
Thank you.
Thank you. As Linda by Sizzler. We're going to continue with another tune called Adonia's Lullaby. And this also features Dave on guitar. This is a tune I wrote a time ago that's been rejigged for the Kemetic organization. Thank you. Beware. We've reached the final song of our set. I'll just introduce the band again quickly. We've got Oren Marshall on the tuba. Or more correctly, the Orenophone. You can Wikipedia that. We've got Tom Skinner on stage right drums. We've got Sebastian Rochford on left drums. We've got Dave Akumi on guitar. We've got Shabak Kaching on saxophone. We're going to finish with a tune called The Isis.
Thank you. That was Sons of Kemet playing the Itis. Shabaka Hutchins on tenor saxophone and clarinets. In your stereo image, Seb Roachford on the right-hand drum kit, Tom Skinner on the left side, Oren Marshall on tuba with electronic effects, and special guest David Okumu on guitar. And that was a journey through rhythm, texture, psychedelia, and thrash metal. Shabaka opens up a portal of energy that the Sons of Kemet are only too happy to jump through. That set was recorded on the 10th of December last year. That's it for Jazz Lineup this week. Jazz Lineup returns to King's Place on the 11th of March when pianist Kit Downs will be in concert. Check out Jazz on 3 tomorrow. Jazz Nelson presents music from Warsaw's distinctive jazz scene, including free jazz trio Osaka Vacuum, an especially recorded session by the Oles brothers. And plenty more jazz on the BBC next week as Jamie Cullum features Empirical in an exclusive session recorded for Jamie at the BBC Maida Vale Studios. And there's jazz on BBC Radio Scotland on Wednesday and Sunday nights. Join Claire Martin on next week's Jazz Lineup for an extended interview with vocal legend Mark Murphy. Till next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.